Okay, that brings us to agenda item seven. Discussion and consider authorizing the Brazos G Political Subdivision to provide public notice and hold a pre-planning public meeting to obtain public input on development of the 2031 Regional Water Plan. I'm gonna let Pam kick that off, and then Tony, I think, is gonna chime in after Pam has some comments.
Yes, I was just gonna comment that we are required to do this public noticing, 30-day public noticing for the pre-planning public meeting. We have to hold this as part of the Water Development Board rules require that. We have a pre-planning meeting. It's a 30-day notice, and we can accept comments, written comments, 30 days prior to this pre-planning meeting. And then at the meeting, obviously, we'll accept public comments there as well. And then that kicks off, I say kicks off the planning board. This is where we can start, the technical consultant work begins at this, officially at this meeting. That's when Tony would come in at that time. It does require some posting notices in newspapers and clerk's office. It's a little more of the more noticing than we do for a regular meeting for that, to make sure it gets out to the public. And I'm gonna let Tony talk about what we actually talk about at those meetings.
Before Tony chimes in, just, I know y'all are trying to figure out when we're gonna have this. According to the state schedule, some things that have to be done before we can have it, we'll be looking somewhere in the middle of October, but we'll poll the board and try to find the best date for everybody. That's tentative. So, all right, now Tony.
Sure.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Judge.
Refresh me on how we provide public notice. Where do we do that?
For this pre-planning meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, just in general.
Or general noticing?
Yeah, I mean, do we just post it on website? Do we put it in newspapers?
Yeah, so for a regular meeting notice, 7-day meeting notice, we do our website, Secretary of State's office noticing, the front door noticing. We also post at the clerk's office. We're here, McLennan County clerk's office. And we also send it to some other clerk's offices. It's up to their discretion whether they actually post that or not. I only follow up on when we do this meeting noticing with a 30-day noticing, I'll follow up a little better with some of those clerk's offices that maybe don't necessarily, if I just send it to them, they may or may not, you know, do it, but follow up with that.
Did you say some clerks?
Some. So not all 37 counties. So we send it out to, we fax the notice, we send it out to all 37 counties. The clerk's offices, we leave it up to them whether they post or not for a regular meeting notice.
Send it to all 37 counties.
Yeah.
So who do you send it to? To the judge's office or?
I don't send it to the judge's office. I send it to Bell County clerk's office.
Okay.
And then they post it. Depending on how those clerk's offices are, some of them have websites, some of them are on a bulletin board. McLennan County, I can tell you, was on a bulletin board at the courthouse annex there. You can go find Dusty notice there. They don't have an online option, but we do post it at our front door as required per the Meetings Act. I think that's all the places for a regular meeting. For a meeting with 30-day noticing, this will be a legal classified ad that we will have to do in major newspapers in the region. We'll do Fort Worth, Lubbock, Weatherford even. Bryan College Station, it's not Brenham, I'm gonna do this off the bed. A Temple, I'm trying to think, any major newspaper, we have about 8 or 9 that I know we've sent it out to that we will do take out a legal ad. It's called a legal classified ad. We pay for that, and we will submit that out. This, and then we'll send it out to the clerk's offices, and then the Secretary of State, and our website, the Brazos G Planning Group's website. I think that's everything.
I was just curious, or refresh on, you do send notices out to all counties.
Yes.
Now what they do with them from there.
Yes.
Is up to the county.
That's up to them. And then we also have our email distribution list that not only planning group members, but anyone that requests to be on that email distribution list, I send that out, meeting notices out as well.
They get that. That's not official posting, but they get.
But we are required to keep an email distribution list of anyone that's requested to be noticed of Brazos G meeting, and we send those out. And right now there's about 180 people individual on that list that goes out. Usually it's cities, it's a lot of cities, groundwater districts, anyone, but anyone can ask to be on that.
Okay, Tony.
As far as the content of the meeting goes, what we've done in the past is provide, the first thing we do is provide a high-level summary overview of the planning process. And that's, I typically have given that in 5 years ago. Then the second item on the agenda is a specific opportunity for the public to provide comment to the planning group. And we have that right smack in the middle of that agenda so that the public can provide it at that time. After the public comment, then I come back up and present to the planning group for your consideration a discussion on the potential process for conducting interregional coordination. That's where we talk about things like the Interregional Planning Council. We talk about liaisons. We talk about how the consultants work with each other across the regions. And then the Water Development Board is currently preparing a list of the various water management strategies that were contemplated in the previous cycle. And we will have that list by the time we have the pre-planning meeting. And part of our requirements, besides talking about interregional coordination, is also presenting a summary of that list of water management strategies that will be included in the consideration of the process for the 2031 plan. And those are really the key items that we're required to hit for the content of that pre-planning meeting.
Any questions for Tony? Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
So, Tony, just a quick question because, and I'm not necessarily saying I'm an advocate of this or not, but when it gets down to reviewing the draft plans and others, we typically have more than one meeting across the region because of the geography split, right?
Well, that's at the end. That's for our IPP.
I know.
Okay, okay.
What my point is, at the end, if we, our whole point has been to get more engagement, get more people on the ground talking. Is it, I know we're checking the box to have this pre-planning meeting, but is one meeting, one single meeting, the best strategy, or should you, similar to when you're reviewing the plan, is there a discussion to, should you have one or two of these to make the access for people easier? I'm just throwing that out.
I guess what I would say is that we have an agenda item coming up where I'm going to be talking about what our process is going to be for or what our schedule is going to look like. And as part of that, what we're doing next year, kind of the first pass of what we do in the planning process, is going to be quite a bit of outreach and engagement as we're talking with water providers throughout the region about demands and population projections. And I would say that this pre-planning meeting indeed does check the box of what's required to the planning group, but then immediately we start off after the planning meeting getting draft information on which water providers are in the region, all these draft projections, and we're going to be hitting the streets throughout the course of the next year, talking with all those water providers right off the bat and soliciting their input both on, you know, what we're doing for the current process and starting that conversation for the next 5 years.
Yes, Dale.
Tony, following up on that, obviously you're communicating with water providers, but do you also give a public notice that you're holding those type of meetings for the public to attend and provide input?
Those are the regional planning meetings, but we don't notice any type of meetings that we're having with the individual water providers and municipalities and industry. We don't notice those.
But as far as getting information from multiple areas of 37 counties, do you think it would be beneficial to incorporate some kind of awareness that you're meeting with water user groups and that somebody may have some input that they'd like to give you?
I think anything is always beneficial to get the word out more. Whether or not it needs to be part of the pre-planning meeting or whether or not we decide to do that on our own as part of our engagement effort is up to the purview of the planning group. If you guys want us, the consultants, to do that,
on your own, not a pre-planning meeting type setting.
Right.
I think obviously we've got to do this to get the process started, but where you're really getting down and getting to visit and talk to people in a regional area, I think that would be some activity on your own as you want to try to gain, but it would afford the opportunity for the public to participate.
Sure.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to kind of jump on that a little bit too. I think the question was not necessarily in terms of what the process is for water purveyors, but more for the public. And I was in Austin yesterday at Natural Resources Committee hearing, and the state water plan and the state water planning process, and all that's tied into data centers right now, and any kind of, they're a large user, but the sentiment around the room and from the committee was that the now who knows what the public's going to be interested in by the time we get to October. They may have moved on to something else, but for the moment, that's a very, very, there's a lot of public folks that want to talk about and want to have input, and there may not be water purveyors. In fact, most of them aren't. But I that came up in the discussion and in multiple comments by multiple people who testified, that the state water plan ought to be engaged in and looking at major water users above and beyond, or not above and beyond, in addition to what the water purveyors are providing in terms of information. There ought to be a public mechanism associated with that. So again, to the comment about, at least what I thought was the comment about, not just the pre-planning public meeting to obtain public input, but during that process, if we provide maybe more than just checking the boxes for public input so that there's opportunities for the public to do that. That's sort of what I took from the comment.
Yeah, I was going to say it would be nice if these were a little closer together. You know, you're going out, reaching out to these groups, but it would be nice if the pre-planning meeting and reaching out to the groups were really close together, so where you were almost having a regional meeting as you were reaching out to those groups. Just to keep it in the front forefront, because I think you have one meeting and then there's a long timeline, then you're reaching out. And it just seems like it would be a little bit more cohesive. I don't know if that's doable under the plan because we've got to check all our boxes, but it just makes more sense to me.
So, Tony, you figure out how I want to draft this comment. When you're trying to get information, you're basically talking to one group, one temple, or
well, so there's multiple steps. We send out a survey to everyone. What I mean by everyone is every wholesale water provider, every water user group. We solicit information from all of them, and
that's in addition to what we get from the Water Development Board.
Right, and that's part of our scope. Now, mind you, we haven't even got a contract in place yet or a scope, so all of this is kind of, you know, discussing how we would tackle this. What I would say is that after the survey, then it's meetings and phone calls with individual entities that start as soon as we get draft information from the Water Development Board, because we really don't have anything in our hands to discuss. Now, that's different than, say, holding a public meeting to solicit information from the public. Totally different conversation. One thing that we've done informally, that a lot of it has been spurred by the regional planning group members individually, are various county meetings and groundwater conservation district, you know, having group meetings and things like that, that we participate in those public settings soliciting input, but we haven't specifically, you know, put that in part of our contract and scope as an item that we would do to solicit information from the public. We can, you know, try and retool some of what we do in the process towards the front end. That's certainly at your discretion. If you guys tell us that's what you want, then we will modify our budget and contract and scope to do such a thing. Of course, some of that's going to be driven by the funding that's made available by the Water Development Board at the time. You know, and what I mean by that is typically they fund a portion. I think it's going to be task 2A, 2B, and a little bit of 10. So we'll have a small allocation of funds to start with that will then be added over the course of the five-year cycle. So that will also play a role in the extent of what we can do formally versus the, you know, some of the informal things that we do.
So that's where I was, I mean, that's part of what I wanted to discuss, because this is where we as board members can be proactive. If you know of a meeting in your county, or two counties or three counties, and you let Tony know, more than likely Tony can attend or be a speaker for that event. Am I correct, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yes. So also just and I know you're coming up, Kenny. We have to have the pre-meeting before Tony can start any work. He can't start anything till we have that this meeting. And we can't have this meeting until the Water Development Board does certain things. So that's kind of, I'm with you. We're just kind of in a catch-22 on some things right now. Now later, yes, we can and we want to. But so we can be proactive as much as we want. I don't think it's all on Tony. I think we can help him. I'm going to use Alan as an example. Alan is our industry representative. Alan has sent a letter to all county judges offering to meet with any industry in their county to bring back any information or work with them and have Tony there or whatever is needed to help with the plan. Correct, Alan? That's something that's just one example. Another one was, like I stated earlier, if you know of an event, a water event or anything, and they need speakers, ask Tony. I think Tony has done several. He's throughout the year, I don't know if y'all all know, past years, I get news emails from groups and wanting speaker or come talk to this group, and I usually turn it over to Tony. He's a better speaker than me. He's got more technical.
Well, and you can bet one of the messages is we want to get as much information as we can, right, at every one of those things.
And Jim has even helped. Like, we know Williamson County is a special place. Correct, Jim? Did I say that correct? Jim has helped facilitate entities in Williamson County in the past getting together to discuss what needs to be done. Good way to put it. We can all do that if we need to. Kenny.
Thank you. I just wanted to focus on the, and my understanding at least, and maybe a comment on what we're trying to actually accomplish with this item, because it's input on development.
All right. So
it's not content related, in my opinion. So what we're looking to do is get input from the public about what we need to do to get input, is one way of looking at it.
So kind of.
How can
what can we do to make the plan better is part of what we're looking for.
Right. And I think my understanding of the purpose of this initial meeting is to get input on how can we go about gathering the data necessary to complete the plan in the most efficient and effective manner. And so give us input on what that looks like. And it's not what is needed necessarily, it's how do we find out what's needed in the development of the plan. Now, to me, the chicken and the egg problem here is we've got a contract that that has a certain scope in it, that has a certain level of effort. And so how do we keep the framework in the context of that? And that's, I think, what you're talking about. You've got some things that you've signed up to do, and now we're going out to ask, what do you want us to do? So keeping that together, I think, is important, but there's hopefully some flexibility in there that if we realize in 2026 there's certain ways to reach out to people that don't involve a newspaper, we do that. And if it leads to more of a social media campaign leading up to something than we've done in the past, or other ways to try to get at the data, I think is the purpose of this public input. So we need to, I guess, tee it up in the right way so people don't go away frustrated saying, well, I thought this was a meeting to give input on why I think data centers need to be whatever. No, this is a meeting to talk about the development of why you think it matters.
Correct.
And I think that helps us moving forward to look
it
at
is.
It
that's
that
what
way.
It's for. Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. Any other comments or questions?
Real quick, and I would just say,
yes,
I agree with that.
Adam,
I think that's well spoken, and I kind of started the comment that generated this, but I think I want to just say, I mean, I think you guys did an excellent job the last cycle getting more feedback and doing everything you could, and so it was not a credit to what you guys did, and just hearing what your next plan is once approved. So knowing that this is kind of a check the box in the step, but I think what you heard from Dale and Judge Blackburn and the rest of us is, you know, if we, there's even more that we can do, and I think all of us individually can try to do more to make sure that people take every opportunity they get to hear about this and the public education on state water planning that, you know, maybe we raised it from a 1 to a 3 can be raised from 3 to a 4 or 5 this next cycle. So anyway, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, Tony, after this pre-planning meeting, probably, I don't know, maybe January, February will be our next one, I think. I'm not sure. But Tony will have, he'll be able to work on some things between those meetings and then give us a pretty good report back at either that January or February meeting. Am I correct, Tony?
Right.
Yeah. And part of it is, he said this before, and I think sometimes we miss it. Yes, we want the information. We want to try to get it. But sometimes you talk about the chicken and the egg. We can put the cart before the horse, because he needs certain information from the Water Development Board when he goes, not necessarily public, but when he goes to some of these other groups, like population numbers, usage, et cetera, to double check and make sure all those things line up. And if they don't, where do they not line up? And now how do we fix it? If he doesn't have those numbers yet, it's kind of, he has to do it 2 or 3 times then, I guess, would be the answer to that, right?
Right.
Okay. Any other? Oh, go ahead, Lisa.
Just out of curiosity, how well attended are these?
This meeting we're talking about?
The pre-planning meeting?
Yeah.
Not.
That's what I'm thinking. So really the idea is to try and get some people there to actually give some input.
We want all the input we can get. It's just getting it.
And I guess I'll follow up on something that the judge said, which is, you know, this subject of data centers, there's a lot of activity going on outside of regional planning that the Water Development Board is undertaking, you know, as it relates to the state water plan. And you can bet that all the regions and the consultants are staying plugged in with those conversations through a number of mechanisms as conversations evolve, both in the public, at the legislature, with the Water Development Board themselves. We're staying plugged in with that too, because this discussion as it relates to the last state water plan, even though, you know, a lot of this discussion is pertaining to the current water plan that was just adopted. And it's not even talking about the next 5 years, it's talking about the current plan. And so we're actively staying engaged with those conversations across the board. And that's some of the stuff that I think Wayne was talking about, having to report in January and February as this conversation evolves.
Okay, anything else?
I got just following up.
Oh, go
again,
ahead, Dale.
Don't want to beat this to death, but I think the initial thing we do just to get the ball rolling is you look in the 12 months after that, I'm not asking you to go to every county and have a meeting, but look perhaps on your council of government type areas and coordinate with the COGS maybe to provide input and opportunity as part of your scope of work or whatever you're planning on developing and what your funding is available. But just to say we went the extra step to try to engage everybody
right
in this next round of planning. So thank you.
As we're developing the contract and the scope, we can definitely contemplate that.
Good discussion. Thank you for everybody's input. And Tony, I know you were listening, took some notes.
Yes.
Got them? Okay. We expect results. Okay, we need to authorize that we want to have this meeting and authorize our administrator to be able to post and put this meeting forth. So I would entertain a motion. Anybody that wants to read it.
So move.
I move that.
If you would, please read it, Jennifer.
All right. I will read that. Sorry. Thank you. I was thinking
Can't
I had
be
to
that
ad
easy.
Lib. No. The Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group authorizes the Brazos River Authority as the Brazos G administrative sponsor to provide public notice and hold a pre-planning public meeting to obtain public input on the development of the 2031 Regional Water Plan.
I second.
So we have a motion by Jennifer and a second by Kathy. Thank you for reading it, Jennifer. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. Okay, so we'll get that in the process, and we will send out something to try to nail down a date.